This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking to Scott Cavanaugh. Every Other, an exhibit he created with Matt Budell, is on display through July 30th at the Peoria Public Library Main Branch. Scott, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you so much for having me back. I appreciate it very much.
And for those who haven't had a chance to see the exhibit yet or haven't read about it, can you just really quickly explain what the premise is, sort of the motif that you and Matt were playing with as you created this?
Yeah, Matt and I have been doing photography back and forth, kind of showing each other our work for a while. But I thought that we needed an actual project with a goal in sight. The great, great artist Chuck Close talks about how artists don't need inspiration. Inspiration is for amateurs. The rest of us just get to work. And so I felt like I needed to get to work. So I had seen a remarkable set of work done by a photographer named Craig Cutler, who's a very famous commercial and fine art photographer in New York. He had done a similar project where he would photograph a theme once a week for 52 weeks. And so he called the project Craig Cutler 52 or CC52. And I got some great inspiration from that. Now, I'm not Craig Cutler, and neither is Matt. He's amazing. But we thought, well, maybe we could do something that was similar, that was inspired by that. So Matt is a journalist by trade. He writes for the Peoria Journal Star. And I love working with words as well. A lot of my work that I've done in the past has been based upon taking something that is written or spoken and turning it into a visual medium of photography. So we got this idea that on Wednesday, I would text Matt a word, and then he would have a week to photograph that word and then post it to our blog. And then he would give me a word, and then I would have a week to do that. And we would do that every other for a year.
So it sounds like, even from the outset, there was this idea of not just taking the photographs every week, but then compiling them at the end of the process and creating this exhibit. So that was always part of the concept?
I'm not sure it was always part of the concept, but I like the idea of there being a goal. It seemed like something that we could do for a while. I'm not sure we could do it, you know, forever. But the idea was to do something where there was a deadline, and that deadline was every Wednesday. And it didn't matter if you were on vacation or if you were busy at work. I actually had some surgery, and one of the images that I shot, you'll see I'm trying to get down my front steps that are covered in snow, and I'm actually on crutches. So it was really fun to impose that sort of deadline on yourself because everyone is very, very busy. Matt works very hard at the paper. I actually teach here at Bradley University. We both have families. The first thing to give up usually is art because you take care of your family, you take care of your house, you take care of your job. And it's very easy to not do art, to push it aside. And with this particular project, we really held to our guns and said, look, we're going to do this project and we are going to stick to the deadline. And on Wednesday, the image is due. So it just by happenstance, I was talking with Stacy Peterson, who is the coordinator of the gallery at the Peoria Public Library. And I was telling her about the project, and she said, well, that sounds great. You should really come see our gallery. Maybe you guys could do a show. And I had not thought of doing a show before then. And so I met with Stacy, and I went down to see the gallery. And I'll be the first to admit, I'm very ashamed. I had not been to the downtown branch of the Peoria Public Library since the remodel. And it turns out that they have two basements. On lower level one is where this gallery is, and it is gorgeous. It is an absolutely stunning space. And so Stacy has done an amazing job of lining up a lot of different artists to come in and show. She asked if Matt and I would come, and she just happened to have a space open right at the time that we had been doing the project for a year. So we started the project a year ago, the third week of June, and we stopped the project the third week of June this year. Took about 3 days to breathe, and then we hung the show. So the show that hangs at the library now is all 52 weeks, 26 images from Matt, 26 images from myself, every other.
What impresses me most about this, really, Scott, is the fact that how many people think that they have an idea, or we really should try this, or here's a great idea we should try. You actually did it.
Yeah, I totally agree. Completing a project is usually the hardest part about doing a project. Coming up with the idea and getting into the project, and then you hit a snag, you run out of time, you run out of ideas, you don't finish the project. This is something that Matt and I sought out to do completely on our own, and we actually did finish it. And for that, I think we both feel really pretty proud of it. Not only did we do what we had set out to do, but I think both of us created some pieces that are really amazing.
I do have a favorite. Can you talk about your piece, Solid?
Solid. Matt gave me the word solid fairly early in the project, and we were actually having our floors refinished in my home. We have hardwood floors now. And I had been looking at this work of them resanding and refinishing our floors for a long time and thinking about those guys on their hands and knees on very old solid wood. So I decided I would take a picture of the wood, and I couldn't quite come up with what I wanted to do. But part of the project that I wanted to work on was working with different cameras. I work with a lot of different cameras. And for this one, I actually grabbed my daughter, who's 6 years old. She has a Fisher-Price camera. So I actually grabbed the Fisher-Price camera and shot that particular image of, it's actually a downward-looking shot of the edge of my stair and the floor.
One of the things that I find just interesting about the premise is that you get this concept, and then you have a very quick deadline, a very quick turnaround time. You have to go out and get that photo in 7 days. And does that compressed time frame force you to think outside the box and try something just to see if it'll work?
It absolutely compresses that time frame because the clock is ticking. It's, you know, every Wednesday that clock is ticking. One of Matt's favorite expressions was, "I love it when it's your turn." Because, you know, we would text back and forth, "I can't believe you gave me this word. I have no idea what I'm doing." And that was the case. Other times Matt would give me a word and I would know immediately what I wanted to photograph. You know, that particular word did something for me. One of the particular words that Matt gave me is the word requiem. And when I think of the word requiem, I think of the movie Amadeus. And a big theme in that movie is the writing of this death mass that eventually, quote unquote, kills Mozart. And the very last shot in that film, Mozart dies, they throw him into a pauper's grave, and they throw a big cloud of talc or whatever it is to cover the grave, and that's the last shot. And that image was sort of burned in my mind. So I went into my basement. I have a studio in my basement. And I got a tub of baby powder. And I made my own little requiem scene out of baby powder.
Were there any instances where you would get a word on Wednesday and you go out on the weekend for something to shoot and it just doesn't work? And then you find yourself Tuesday night at 6 and 7 o'clock trying to come up with something so that you don't miss the Wednesday deadline?
That happened to me at least a couple of times. It's funny. Doing art and putting yourself out there is always a risk. And a lot of artists make a whole lot of work that you never ever see because they don't feel confident enough to show them to the public. And in this case, there are several images that are in the show that are not my favorite, that are not Matt's favorite. We feel that there are some images that are very, very strong and others that maybe aren't. And I think that's part of the process as well, is there were images I wanted to go out and shoot on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and they didn't work. And so I ended up doing, you know, something else or having to come up with a different idea. And sometimes those ideas didn't work. Sometimes they worked okay. One particular time, I gave Matt a phrase. I gave Matt the phrase contre jour, which is a French phrase, which basically translates into taking a photograph towards a light source. And that was one particular week where we didn't see the sun for 4 or 5 days. So that made the assignment very difficult for him. So there were times when both of us, you know, we got the word and it instantly thought of something to do. There were other times where both of us were scrambling thinking, I have no idea what I'm doing here.
Did you have any trouble paring down the image? Like, let's say you're using your daughter's Fisher-Price camera and you take 20 pictures and you think, what's the one I want to submit? Or you had to take just one and that was it?
No, there were no rules outside of once you got the word, you could do with it whatever you wanted. There are weeks when I shot 4 or 5 images. There are weeks when I shot thousands of images. I was on vacation one week that it was my turn, and I always take a lot of pictures when I'm on vacation. And so I literally came back from a trip to Belgium with thousands of images and had to edit that down to one. There are other images where I knew exactly where I wanted to shoot, the Requiem example. I think I only have 6 frames total for that to get the one that I wanted.
Since you went through this project collaborating with a different photographer who has his own ideas, his own aesthetic sense, do you find that working that closely with someone over a long period of time teaches you things or changes the way you approach your art?
I think it was a teaching experience for me, for sure, and I'm sure Matt would say the same thing. Making art is a very emotional process, a very introspective process, but it also can be a very vain process. And I'm as competitive as the next person. I want to think that when I make art, it's as good, if not better, than the next person's art. And so when I would give a word to Matt, he would come back with this absolutely amazing, stunning image. At first, I'd be mad that he got such a great image, and I would appreciate him for that. But then I would think, okay, fine, you know, the gauntlet has been thrown down. Now I have to go out and do something that's as good, if not better, than him. And I think both of us sort of fed on that, that we saw the images that each other were making, and we never talked about the images. I would give him the word on Wednesday. I would have no concept as to what he was shooting until the following week, and the same with him. We kind of worked insular that way. So on Wednesday, I was really excited to go see what he would shoot. And there were days when I was just absolutely speechless. Matt created some images in this show that I find just to be completely outstanding.
And some of those are?
I think the one that takes my breath away the most is I gave him the word liquid. The word liquid was actually a softball for him because he was going on vacation for a week to Michigan on the shores of Lake Michigan. So I figure, here you go. You're on vacation. Easy. He was on a walk with his family, and he came across a deer that had died and washed ashore. And so one of the larger images in the show is a picture of this dead deer. And this is where, you know, radio does not work very well, because I'm telling you there's this beautiful picture of a dead deer, and most people are thinking, I don't think so. Please come to the show and see it. I guarantee it will take your breath away. It is an amazing image.
How did you decide about size? It is a big image, and having just seen the show, they go from 5 to 7, 16 to 20 to something like 20 by 36. They're all sizes. How did you decide this is the size for this?
Choosing the sizes was a real big challenge. A large part of that came from the woman that helped us frame the show, Cheryl Dean. Cheryl has a ton of experience doing framing and got us to figure out, you know, you can't have all one size. You can't have 15 different sizes. So let's figure out if we can do a fair amount of size. So we got the plans from Stacy about how big the space was and tried to figure out how are we going to fill the space. When you first walk in the gallery, all you notice is it's an enormous space. There's lots of wall. And when Matt and I walked in there the first time, we thought, we're never going to fill this. It's going to take way too much work. So we kind of got that as an idea of how many pieces we need to produce. We knew there were 52, so we had to come up with sizes that worked. And at the end of the day, it's also a matter of cost as well. If I could produce a show that had all giant images, I would. But cost is definitely a limiting factor when you're talking about doing art of any kind. So we have a mix, as you said, of several different size pieces. We each chose two pieces of our own that we thought were the best or spoke to us in a special way. The one liquid that Matt shot is one of those pieces.
And this is obviously something that the two of you worked on together over the course of a year. Is it ongoing? Do you think the two of you might revisit this concept again? Or is it something that's nice to have behind you now?
Every other is sleeping at this point, okay, is the way I like to think of it. Matt and I actually have another collaborative project that we're working on for a different gallery for a show coming up in November. So we've kind of put this on the back burner. But this show will actually be shown again in Freeport, Illinois in February. So we will show it again. And I don't know, I haven't talked with Matt about this much, but I would like to pick the project up again because I like deadlines. Matt is a journalist. He lives his life on deadlines, so he's maybe a little less interested in working on something like that. But we'll see. I hope that it can continue in some way. I can guarantee that Matt and I will continue to collaborate and show each other our work.
We've been talking with photographer Scott Cavanaugh. He and Matt Budell have an exhibit, Every Other, on display at the Peoria Public Library Main Branch. It continues through July 30th, and there's a reception with both artists tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. to noon. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
And Nathan, Arc Light Production presents The Music Man at Illinois Bluffs High School tonight, tomorrow night, and also next weekend. As we know, it's the classic musical production about con man Harold Hill, who comes to town, presumably raising money for band uniforms, but he has other schemes in mind.
And the Moon of Hope Studio Theater in Galesburg is presenting The Lion in Winter tonight and tomorrow night. Performances are at 7:30 at the Weinberg Arcade at 64 South Prairie Street. This is a new company with the mission of bringing a new venue for live theater in Galesburg. They also have a production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown coming up in August.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Nikki Garibrand. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.